today's news the way you want it. It's America's News with John DeMaster on the Positive Talk Network.
It's Tuesday, April 7, 2020, and welcome to America's News, where governors in New York, Washington, and Louisiana are cautiously optimistic that their coronavirus hotspots might be leveling off in cases and deaths. This comes as infections across the United States topping 368,000 cases Monday, the number of deaths approaching 11,000. New York getting the green light to treat coronavirus patients on a Navy hospital ship. The president said he just gave the approval for it after Governor Andrew Cuomo asked.
He called me up a little while ago and he asked whether or not it would be possible to use the ship with respect to fighting the virus. And we hadn't had that in mind at all, but we're going to let him do it.
Cuomo tweeted the extra 1,000 beds will provide much needed relief to strained hospitals. The state has a third of all cases in the country. The president also allowing the ship to treat New Jersey patients. Meantime, the Army Corps of Engineers staying busy during this coronavirus pandemic.
Nationwide, the Army Corps of Engineers is building 22 field hospitals. These are big hospitals and alternate care sites in 18 states.
At a White House press briefing, the president also touched on the medical equipment being distributed around the country. He says his administration's delivered over 8,000 ventilators from the national stockpile to cities and states. Meantime, world leaders sending well wishes to Britain Prime Minister Boris Johnson after the news Monday that he was moved to intensive care battling coronavirus. The president called him a really good friend and said Americans are praying for his recovery. Across the channel, French President Emmanuel Macron offered his support to Johnson and all the British people. Similar sentiments were shared around the globe from leaders in Japan, Canada, and Germany, among others. The 55-year-old Johnson expecting a baby with his wife this summer. The Wisconsin National Guard says as many as 2,400 guardsmen have been trained to serve as poll workers. For the primaries today, more than 60% of Wisconsin cities and counties say they don't have enough people to work the polls. Guard commanders say the troops will wear civilian clothes, work in their home countries, or counties rather, and simply do the jobs that volunteers usually do on election day. Morgan McCarthy is here now with the rest of the morning's top stories. Morgan.
The U.S. is labeling a Russian white supremacist group a terrorist organization. The formal designation of the Russian Imperial Movement points to growing concerns about violent white supremacists with transnational ties. The group is based in St. Petersburg and is suspected of training neo-Nazi militants in Europe. It's the first time the U.S. government has used the terrorist label on a white supremacist group. Disney is launching a new website called Magic Moments. It offers free activities and videos for kids, including the animated series At Home with Olaf, voiced by Josh Gad. Other celebrities are featured sharing their favorite bedtime stories. Families can also go on a virtual It's a Small World boat ride at parks around the world. A Chicago woman now holds the world record with 100 hours of hula hooping. She pulled off the feat in November, but it took this long to confirm she set a Guinness World Record. The 29-year-old beat 74 hours set in 2009, and now she's training for two more record titles, hula hooping upside down and hula hooping while climbing stairs. For America's News, I'm Morgan McCarthy.
One person that can't hula hoop is Ben Olson. He's here with your entertainment news headlines. Ben.
John, it is time for your entertainment news nuggets. The World Health Organization and Global Citizen have teamed up to launch an international special to help healthcare workers in the fight against COVID-19. One World Together at Home will feature Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Paul McCartney, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Stevie Wonder, and more. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert, alongside the cast of Sesame Street, will host the special. The event was curated in collaboration with Lady Gaga, who's been working with corporate leaders, tech companies, and philanthropists to raise $35 million for coronavirus relief efforts. One World, Together at Home will air April 18th on NBC, ABC, and CBS. Disney is sprinkling more magic on kids quarantined at home. The company just launched a new website called Magic Moments. It offers free activities and videos for kids, along with the animated series At Home with Olaf. Other celebrities are featured sharing their favorite bedtime stories. With your entertainment news nuggets for America's News, I'm Ben Olson.
And that is America's News for Tuesday, April 7, 2020. I'm John DeMaster. You can find us on Facebook. Look for America's News with John DeMaster. Or at DeMasterMedia.com. You can see or listen to the latest podcast of this very program. I'm John DeMaster. Make it a great day.